in what is being called one of the most ambitious and expensive public advocacy campaigns in U.S. history. Former Vice President Al Gore this week will launch a $300 million campaign designed to mobilize citizens to push for major reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. The campaign will be run by Gore's Alliance for Climate Protection, which he helped create a year ago. Kathy Zoy is the CEO of the Alliance for Climate Protection. Prior to that, Zoy had spent two decades in the energy and environmental sectors in both the U.S. and Australia.
We're calling it WE. And the WE is short for Together We Can Solve the Climate Crisis. And so the most important thing that I guess the most important message for me today is we'd like folks to join us, to take 1 minute and join the campaign. It's really simple. It doesn't cost a thing. You go to WeCanSolveIt.org, and then you become part of this movement to get a message to our leaders that, look, we want you to get on with it and solve the climate crisis. So, again, that's the most important thing. Get folks to sign up. We've already got more than 1 million people that are part of WE, and we hope to expand over the next several years to be more than 10 million people that are part of this movement. So that is the absolute focus. Now, what we're doing to sort of reach our goals to get the message out is we're going to be recruiting people via some advertising. We're also partnering with community-based organizations across the spectrum. So we've got a partnership with the Girl Scouts. We've got a partnership with some of the folks in the hunting community. We've got a partnership with folks from the faith community and the traditional environmentalists that have been part of this for a long time. And what we hope they do is reach out into their memberships and say, yes, let's join this movement called WE. I mean, the thing is, we've got like over 80% of Americans are now aware that climate change is happening, but many folks don't know what to do about it, and the WE campaign is going to be able to guide people and help them out with actions at home, actions at the community level, and then actions to make sure our voices are being heard at a political level.
I understand that Al Gore has said basically one of the reasons he's gotten undertaking this campaign is because lawmakers so far are unwilling to curb the crisis.
Well, that's right. I mean, individuals, some steps we can take, as you've noted, are taken by folks at home, light bulbs, what you do with your own energy at home. But the biggest, most important, most comprehensive decisions are about power plants, are about whether companies are allowed to continue to pollute the atmosphere with old-fashioned, dirty technologies. And for those sorts of decisions, we need laws. And we need incentives to invest in clean technologies. And those are not individual decisions. Those are the ones our elected officials take. So joining WE, making your voice heard, making sure that our leaders know that not only are we aware of climate change, but we expect that our leaders to get this country on a pathway that's going to be cleaner for our kids, that's really important.
Some would say that we've got a lot of serious things that we can do and need to do in this country in terms of curbing greenhouse gas emissions, but that until we get some type of worldwide agreement that puts a check on the emissions produced by China and India, I mean, how much, you know, what we do, what we can do here, but unless there's some curbs on some of the biggest polluting nations in the world, that, you know, how much can really be done here?
Well, the United States has historically been the largest emitter of greenhouse gases. We are also the superpower. Absent U.S. leadership, there will be no international agreement. Until the United States takes a leading position, reduces its own emissions, then we're not going to be able to get China and India to the table. So it's we absolutely need to have an international treaty, but the United States has got to move first.
Kathy, we've got three candidates here, presidential candidates, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John McCain. They have all in the past indicated support for some federal limits on greenhouse gases. What, if anything, does that do for this movement overall?
Well, it's great news that all three presidential candidates have positions on solving the climate crisis. It's really, really, it's such a departure from what we've had in Washington for the past 8 years. The challenge is that climate change is still a very low priority voting issue for most Americans. Even though there's an awareness, there's not a sense of urgency, and it's not a high priority. And what's going to happen with whoever gets elected president, unless the American people say, this is important to us, make it one of your top priorities when you get into office, then I'm afraid even with their intellectual commitment, those three folks that they have, it won't necessarily get the job done. We need to have Americans saying at the polls, look, I want to vote for you, and I want you to take action in the first 100 days to get going on solving this climate challenge.
We certainly have pushback in this country. People still seemingly don't get it. Myron Ebel, who works with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, directs the energy and global warming policy for that group, speaks in the Washington Post this morning about, he says that the fact that your organization feels compelled to run such an elaborate ad campaign highlights the extent to which this conservation message has failed to resonate with the American public.
Well, it's really interesting that he should say that. I mean, you know, look, what we need is to have people understand that it's both urgent and solvable. And so you have to reach people where they are. We're going to be able to reach people with this campaign and enhance understanding of the facts. And that's what this campaign is about. This is a fact-based campaign to reach a broad cross-section of America so that they understand its priority, they understand the opportunity associated with solving this crisis. And this is something that we're really excited about and proud of.